A place where life and liberty is celebrated. Hard work and sacrifice is rewarded. And God's good grace is accepted as a loving gift. Six generations ago, a hard-working Norwegian family settled in Northeast Iowa to begin a new life. Their legacy continues today. Born in April 1956, Michelle Marie learned and lived the lessons of her pioneer ancestors. Work hard and overcome every obstacle. Her name is Michelle Bachmann.
It was a very simple life because we didn't have a lot of money and we lived, you know, kind of on the wrong side of tracks in town. But there is a standard of living that we followed. Being honest, being truthful, doing what you say you're going to do, pretty all-American. I started out in Waterloo at Hawthorne Elementary. We had this old two-story house that we were living in. My parents rented out the second floor to get rent money. I felt very grounded growing up and secure. What I remember is we were happy.
Anchored in faith and moved by responsibility, Michelle helped provide for their family. Even in those tough days, she never lost sight of her dreams.
My mother told me that I should become a secretary because she saw that that was a secure job. I wanted to go to college.
Michelle worked her way through college, met her husband Marcus, and started a family. She went on to earn a degree in tax law from the prestigious College of William and Mary and served as a tax attorney for the United States government. Michelle and Marcus were blessed with five children and decided to become foster parents. Over the years, they would open their arms to 23 children who needed a loving home. Frustrated with the education her children were receiving, Michelle led a statewide effort that successfully reformed education in Minnesota.
I knew that everything would change in our society if we didn't get education right. And I was so highly motivated that I really believed you could change City Hall.
Chosen by her neighbors to serve in the state legislature, Michelle quickly earned a reputation as a tireless conservative leader who got things done. In 2006, she was the first Republican woman elected to the United States Congress from Minnesota. Michelle Bachmann stood up to Nancy Pelosi's liberal policies, opposed bailouts and wasteful stimulus measures, and always stands on principle. This leader from America's heartland believes in our God-given liberty, fights for our freedom as guaranteed by the Constitution, believes we can restore American prosperity, and has faith that we can overcome any obstacle, because we always have. Michelle Bachmann, for president.
Is right here in this room in Ames, Iowa. We are going to do it together and take it back. My name is Michelle Bachmann. I am running to be the next president of the United States of America. And together, we are going to make Barack Obama a one-term president.
one Iowan to another, Iowa will be the pace car, if you will, to set the tone and set the pace for bringing this country back to its greatness that it was intended for and that it was meant for. It is Iowa where we're going to see the greatness once again begin. I'm so thrilled with what I have seen. Our campaign is 48 days old, and in the last 48 days, I've been all across the four corners of Iowa and all points in between. I was born in Waterloo and born and raised in Waterloo and Cedar Falls. And in this wonderful part of our state, what I saw were reasonable, fair-minded people who loved me, poured themselves into me. And that's the voice that I learned growing up, of common sense and moral values. That set the tone, and I tell people, everything I needed to know in life, I learned in Iowa. My mother and father taught us to always love Iowa. They said, be grateful that you're from Iowa. Iowa is the breadbasket of the world. We feed millions of people from Iowa. Be grateful. I have always been grateful that I'm an Iowan. And I believe it's time we have an Iowan in the White House. And in the last 48 days, as I've been everywhere from Spencer to Storm Lake to you name it, we have been there, and Ames as well, as we've been all over the state, what we have seen is a restoration of that dream, and you have restored in me my faith in America. I see on the television destruction all across the country, but not in Iowa. It doesn't matter what city I'm in. I see happy, confident, optimistic people. The crops are growing. We've got a wonderful season, and people are more energized than ever before because they know we can do this. They know if we stick together that this will happen. They know we can secure the promise of the future for our children. How do I know that? Because I have seen all across Iowa wonderful people who believe this. They believe that life is precious and that from conception until natural death, we stand for human life. That's Iowa. And all across Iowa, I've seen a marvelous appreciation for marriage as one man and one woman. You showed the world when you did not retain those three justices in your last election. And as President of the United States, I will only appoint justices who follow the Constitution and don't legislate from the bench. This is important. And it's fundamental, it's foundational, because the family is the foundational unit of this country. And with the family, we are everything. And without the family, how do we survive? We need the family to go forward. Now, people say, Michelle, that's unrealistic. It's absolutely essential that we maintain the family. I thank God for family. My parents were married here in Waterloo, Iowa. My dad proudly wore his United States Air Force uniform in their wedding picture. And my parents, unfortunately, in later years, divorced. I was raised by a single mother. We went to below poverty overnight. But my mother said something to us. She said, it won't always be that way. It's going to get better. And while families aren't always perfect, mine wasn't, one thing that I learned from my great family is that we did stick together. That was a great life lesson, because I saw that in Iowa, we are social conservatives, and we will never be ashamed of being social conservatives. We understand that religious liberty is the essence and the foothold of this nation. We should never be ashamed or afraid of the faith that this nation was founded upon. I thank God for the religious faith that my parents taught to me. I thank God for what He has done. God has mightily put His hand of blessing upon this nation. We can never think that we did this ourselves. It was an almighty God that gave this to us, and to Him we owe honor and praise and blessing. We are social conservatives, and I am one. We are fiscal conservatives, and I am one. I'm a former federal tax lawyer. My husband and I together started our own successful company. I get it how to turn the economy around. I get it how to create jobs. We actually think it's a good idea to turn a profit. And we agree with the Declaration of Independence that said we have the right to the pursuit of happiness. And the founders defined that to mean we have the right to keep the fruits of our own labor. What a concept! As President of the United States, I will stand for life. I will stand for marriage, and I will stand for the right for you to keep the fruits of your own labor. Iowans are also national security conservatives. We love this country. We love our brave men and women who serve us in the military with respect, with admiration. We will never forget that every day there are those who wake up in the morning seeking how they will kill Americans today. There are those who wake up every morning seeking how they will destroy the United States of America today. I am privileged to sit on the House Select Committee on Intelligence. We are a very small committee. We deal with the nation's classified secrets. We must never forget that we always stand for the safety and security of the American people, and I will. In Iowa, we have successfully maintained the chain of liberty. For 150 years, my family has lived in Iowa. I'm the seventh generation Iowan. And every generation has successfully handed the torch of liberty to the next. It's as though we have forged a chain link of liberty. And every generation has successfully kept the chain going. And now it's our chance. Here in Iowa, we get to forge that next chain on the link of liberty to make sure that it's not just our generation, but generations 150 years from now that look back and say, thank you. Thank you for restoring the promise of the future to my children. Thank you that you restore greatness again to the United States. That's what we will do together. We will stick together. We will stand together. We will do what the Sullivan brothers said, the famous Sullivan brothers from Waterloo, Iowa, who all five brothers gave their lives in the cause of liberty. And they said, together, if we stick together, we will get it done. And whether we are Tea Party or social conservative or fiscal conservative or national security conservative, we stick together and this will happen. The greatness will once again belong to the United States of America. Iowa began the launch pad. because I know right now, as I look across this arena here in Ames, we are the team that can't be beat. The Sullivan Brothers of Waterloo are military men and women. They have laid it on the line for us. Generation after generation after generation of Americans have laid it on the line for us. And now it's ours. We won't let the next generation down. We too will lay it on the line. And in 2012, we will take the country back. So join me. I'm headed over to the voting booth right now. Many of you still have not voted. Come with me now. I'm going over to the voting booth. Cast our vote. I'm asking for your vote to be the next president of the United States and take your voice to the White House. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.